Okay, wow. We just got off of a plane and from Phoenix, Arizona. My voice obviously is not normal. I'm going to give it my best shot tonight to last this whole 55 minutes that we have left to spend together. Tonight, we're going to be talking about step five. We've been doing a five-week series on the process to be able to build a successful business, and this is the last call for that series, and the topic is on leadership development. Before I get into that call, I want to welcome all of you that are brand new on this call, and I want to say hello, and I'm waving to all the people that just graduated this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona at First Steps to Success. It was a power-packed two-day workshop. These suckers worked me over hard. We had people in the room that were multi-millionaires, many six-figure income earners, sitting there in the seats, feverishly taking notes, as well as all the rest of the people that are just trying to become like what those others that were in the room had already become. It was an amazing, powerful weekend. All the different experience that was in that room, all of the things that were talked about, it was really a powerful experience. And many of those people walked away with the MP3s of the weekend who are now integrating those things into their everyday life. And we are already getting testimonials of people who were already starting to talk to people who were afraid of talking to people beforehand. And so for those of you that don't know anything about us and don't know who we are, you can find out that information at DaniJohnson.com, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. There you have access to 50 hours, over 50, it's probably almost 80 hours now, of free training available for you and anyone else that you would like to help to equip and develop to a much better place in their life. Also, prior to getting started in this industry, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in an abusive home with parents that were drug addicts. Heard my whole life I was fat, ugly, good for nothing. I'd never amount to anything. I couldn't do anything right was the main thing that I heard my whole life. And a friend of mine introduced me to the opportunity of becoming an entrepreneur and starting my own business. I told him, I think this is great for you, but it's definitely not going to work for me. And after a couple of months of him persisting with me, I finally got started, and my first 6 months working full-time at the opportunity, I got nowhere. Couldn't get anyone interested in anything that I was doing. I was going about building my business all wrong. Talked to hundreds of people, and I couldn't find anybody that was willing nor interested. Then I heard about a training seminar that was going to cost me about $1,500 between all the expenses and the fee to get into the workshop. And I couldn't afford it. I had better things to do and had a much better place to do with $1,500. But the guy that told me about it was willing to work with me only if I went. He said, if you don't go, I will not teach you what I know. So I decided to go, came out of that two-day workshop, and in 8 days made $4,000. The next month I brought a bunch of people back to the same seminar with me, but this time in Salt Lake. Those people came out of that workshop. I brought nine with me. Those people came out of the workshop to the engineer. One of them was a teacher. Various different high-level positions in the corporate world. And here I was, this 19-year-old uneducated female. And they came out and they just tore it up. I mean, they really got it and they started building the business right away. And because of their success, my check jumped up to $11,000, my second check. The third one was $15,000. My next one was just under $21,000. Then I decided to go get married, make some babies, and the guy that I married actually changed his mind after only a few months of being married, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $2.03 for my name and $35,000 debt. So I'm 50 pounds overweight at that point, $35,000 in debt, $2.03 to my name. After several weeks of being homeless, living in the back of my Hyundai, sleeping on various different beaches or any other places I could lay my head down for that night with everything I owned in my car, totally frustrated, destitute in my brain, destitute broke, devastated, feeling like a total failure, feeling like a loser, feeling like I was never going to get out of the situation that I was in, got very upset with myself the day after Christmas and started a business from the trunk of my car, a payphone booth, a handwritten flyer, and getting a voicemail number from somebody that was willing to let me put a check in the mail because I had no money. So after doing this, like my very first day, wrote out this handwritten flyer, got 25 phone calls, wrote out this phone script that's actually still being used to this day by various different companies. Made $2,000 my first 10 hours reading a simple phone script with no product, no brochure, no physical address, no nothing. Next month, put in 30 hours, make $6,540. I was working part-time, I mean full-time as a cocktail waitress and building my business part-time now from my apartment because the business got me an apartment. Next month, made $10,000. That was my first full-time month, broke all the international sales records in a multi-billion dollar company that had hundreds of thousands of representatives worldwide. By the end of my first year, I had made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. Went on to make millions beyond that, working part-time from home as a mother of five children. So there's no excuse for anybody. I'm not educated. I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. Was destitute broke. Got the right kind of training. Applied that training. And wound up turning that into $1 million in 2 years. So, if I can do it, so can you. My husband and I have been blessed enough inside of this industry to build a business working from the comfort of our home, raising our kids to be champions because we've been taught how to become like that through this industry. And so if you are anything like what I was when I first got started, then you're obviously in the right place listening to the right call. Because tonight we're going to be equipping you to be able to find some ways to be able to build something for yourself and for your family. Now, let's get right into the topic. And first of all, actually, by the way, if somebody brought you to this call, you really need to honor them and respect them by doing everything that they are telling you to do. If they've introduced you to an opportunity that will absolutely change your financial future, then you need to listen and pay attention to what they tell you to do. And if you have a leader that you're working with, you must do what they do. That's how I learned it in the beginning. I found somebody who had what I wanted, and I followed, and I copied, and I got it. And you'll do the same exact thing if you have someone that you have the chance to work with in that way. If you don't have somebody like that, a manager, an upline, a supervisor, whatever, then that's what our services are for. Our services are here to take care of those people that don't have people to work with that are very successful and know what they're doing. Okay, so here we go. The topic again is leadership development. Now, this whole call is about helping to teach you how to create a system-dependent organization instead of a you-dependent or co-dependent organization. Let me repeat that. You need to create a system-dependent people instead of you-dependent or co-dependent people. The vast majority of the people in business, without knowing it, without intention, put growth inhibitors in front of their people. Parents even do this with their children. Managers even do this with their subordinates. Corporate heads do this with their executives. Even corporate heads do it with their distributors. Teachers do it with their students. Pastors do it with their congregation. Husbands with their wives and wives with their husbands. I have seen every walk of life put inhibitors to growth in front of their people. Pastors inhibit the growth of their people. I've seen corporate heads inhibit the growth of their distributors. Teachers inhibit the growth of their students. Husbands inhibit the growth of their wives. Wives inhibit the growth of their husbands. Managers inhibit the growth of their subordinates. Parents absolutely inhibit the growth of their children. Now, I know that none of you have that full intention of doing that. The next seven things I'm going to talk about, you'll be able to figure out if you are one of those people that is putting inhibitors to growth in front of your business, in front of the growth of your people. Now, one way to figure out whether or not you are is how many people inside of your organization are doing what you're doing? How many people inside of your business are making what you're making? Or even close, how many people in your business are on the same track of growth that you're on? That's the question. Now, in no organization will you have 100% of the people be able to do as good as you. That's never going to happen. The 80-20 rule is evident in every industry. 80% of the people in real estate don't do what 20% of the people do. 20% of the people do 80% of the work and make most of the money. Same with in insurance. In any profession, that's basically what the numbers are. Only the top 20%, the cream off the top, are the ones that are going to rise up. But my question to you, do you have a 20% inside of your sales force? The most common response, the most common reason for these inhibitors to growth is what I'm going to talk about. There's seven most common reasons why growth does not happen as far as leadership development is concerned. I'm not talking about the business. I'm talking about raising up leaders that are as good, if not better, than you are in your business. Number one is ego. That's number one. Because the people in this category, they want all the credit for the job getting done. They want all the recognition to come back to them. They get a feeling of importance of having others answer to them and submitting to them and asking them lots of questions. They feel important knowing they are the ones with the answers, and at the same time, they completely resent it. They get frustrated because they feel overwhelmed, overworked, underpaid for what they do. However, in reality, they are the ones who set this up that way without knowing it. They don't even realize it. But if you are one of those who are totally resentful because you are the only one that can answer the questions, you are the only one stepping up to the plate, the reason is because you've had it set up that way and you did not even realize that that is the way it is. You've inhibited your people to grow because you're the one, if you're in this type of group, people that, because of an ego trip, these people inhibit the growth because they want all the credit, they want to be the ones getting the recognition for the job being done, they want the one to have the floor, they're the ones that always want to do the talking, and so therefore they never let their group step up and take action. Number two, this is the perfectionist ego. No one else can do it better than me, so I have to do it myself. So they take on every project and job themselves, not willing to let others give it a shot. And on the rare occasion that they do let others have a shot at it by stepping up, they're upset because it wasn't done their way. Some even make mistakes of verbalizing their disappointment to the one who has tried to step up and help. So therefore, they kill the desire in the distributor, in the spouse, in the coworker, in the child to want to ever try again. It's the my way or no way attitude. It's the you fit into my box and my way of thinking and do it my way or I'll do it myself. That's the perfectionist ego. That's a monster inhibitor to growth of a sales force. Number three, fear of loss. There are those who are afraid of losing the prospect if they let their new distributor step up and have a shot at that presentation or at using the script book. It's more important for your new person to step up than it is for a perfect presentation to be done. Could you imagine? And let me tell you why. You know, this weekend we had the crowd rolling off their seats, man, and I'm not joking you. I mean, they were laughing so hard they were hurting themselves. Because I told story after story after story of just bombed presentations that were so bad that we closed tens of thousands of dollars worth of business. Because the prospect has no idea if the presentation is perfect or not. They have no idea if the numbers are right or not. They have absolutely no idea. And when you explain, hey, this guy's been in for a week and look at him, he's already up there giving it his best shot. It's like, man, that's impressive. But most people out there are so afraid of losing the prospects that are in the crowd that they're going to be the one giving up the perfect presentation all the time. I say nonsense. It's more important to teach your new person how to step up to the plate and own their own business and be doing the job in which they should be doing instead of you are doing. Otherwise, they're always going to depend on you. But could you imagine, and we look at nature for the absolute confirmation of what I'm saying, could you imagine a mama eagle who is afraid to let her chicks out of the nest because she's afraid that they won't be able to fly and hunt? So therefore, she lets them always be inhibited and stay in the nest for the rest of their life? And then she always is the one that has to go out and hunt and feed them, bring them their kill, and now she has to do everything for them for the rest of their lives. Not only that she would never be able to produce, she'll not only not ever be able to reproduce again any more offspring, because, hello, there is no room left in the nest. First of all, someone's going to die anyway because the reality is that those three pluser ain't going to fit. It's absurd, many of you are saying to me. However, most people that are listening to me right now are in that very situation. Get out of your people's way and let them step up. They may shock you and fly like an eagle. They may blow your mind and be better presenter than you are. They may blow your mind and read that script to that prospect and bring them to that conference call better than you. But you'll never know until you step aside and let them step up. Number four, this is the protector. Some people want to protect. Actually, let me break it down and make it plain. Let me call a spade. They want to overprotect. They fear that if their people get discouraged, well, then they're going to quit. So they do everything for their people so they don't get discouraged, so they don't get overwhelmed, so they don't get frustrated. This creates a codependency. Absolutely. You want, and what happens is that the people that create this codependency, they actually like it. They like the feeling of being needed. They like the feeling of somebody always asking them questions, and they like the feeling of having to do everything for their distributors. This leads to absolute burnout. This also leads to a business that is no longer growing. Why? Because you can only handle so many people. You only have so many hours in a day. And if your business model is under the direct sales banner, let me tell you something. You're not maximizing your business potential. Why? Because it is about independent business people stepping up and building their own independent business. I mean, could you imagine if you owned a Kinko's and your friend also owned a Kinko's a mile away? Could you imagine you going into their shop and scrubbing their floors and organizing their shelves? That's complete nonsense. Well, that's what a lot of distributors do in this business, not floors and toilet, but they get in there and they do everything for them. Number five, the nurturer. Now, this person has all well and good intentions, perfect intentions, wonderful sweet pearl, as we call it. The one who loves to help everybody, which is great, but you have to decide how you really want to help them, short-term or long-term. Doing everything for them, like calling the company for their problem orders, or doing, you know, or calling the company to find out the answers to their questions, or calling the company for them about their check because something wasn't right, or calling the company about their questions they have about the comp plan or the product, and then you're calling them back, or that you're setting up their website for them. The list goes on of the things that the nurturer is going to do. But here's another one. Being the listening ear to their hours of problems and complaining or whining, does this help them? Does this equip them long term? Nope. That is all short term help. The old saying, give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teach him how to fish and he eats for a lifetime. So if you really want to help them for their long term futures and affect the families forever, if you want to develop leadership and really help them to become their best in life and in their business, then you show them how to take care of themselves by directing them to the company so they can find out their answers for themselves, so they can get their own answers, their own questions answered. Or you direct them to get the training. If they're whining about, I talked to three people and they all said no. You know, if it sounds like they're not being able to close, it sounds like they're not being able to have people show up for a presentation, if it sounds like they don't know what to do with their reps, well, you don't get paid for sitting around and turning into a teacher and teaching that to them. That's not what you get paid to do. You get paid for prospecting. You get paid for building a business. So what do you do in that scenario? You direct them to where their problems, they can learn how to solve their own problems, where they can stand on their own two feet. You direct them to DannyJohnson.com. It's a free website for them. Give me a break. They have no excuse to get free training there so that they can get better at their business. So their problems, their complaining, and their whining will all be solved, and they'll learn how to solve them themselves. If you open a listening ear to their whining, then they will continuously, whenever you give them the chance to, they will whine. Number six, bad training. This is another reason for inhibitors to growth. Bad training. Some people who were just taught to build a business in a way that inhibits the growth of others. They do what they were told by someone who was either like one of the other five people that I was just talking about. Okay? So they wind up frustrated because they are either tired of whiners, they're tired of people who are unmotivated. They're tired of distributors who won't go to work. Their check is not growing. And even though they're working harder than ever, their check is not growing, or their check is doing just fine, but they just can't handle the stress. The check just isn't worth the stress. Why? Because of bad training. This is the way they were led. This is the stump they blew into. Number seven, and I'm telling you, probably the most common question I get is, how do I motivate my distributors? Which tells me that they don't understand about leadership development. Number seven, ignorance. They think they have the business figured out because they can sign a few people up. They get no professional training and no equipping by experts that have already actually built a business like this successfully. Not just sign people up, but someone who has developed their leaders from the ground up. Not found leaders, but developed leaders. They don't come to first success like the one that's happening in Chicago, Illinois, like the one that we just did in Phoenix, Arizona. They don't come to seminars like First Steps because the worst thing about success is a little bit, and that's what's happened to them. They had a little bit of success, and now they're cocky, and they think they can figure it out on their own. Either that, or they had a little bit of success, and they're cocky, and now they're going to change a few things, when the things, now their results are going to be completely different, and they're going to blame the business. Well, the business just didn't work, or the leads didn't work. They're going to blame something. That is just complete ignorance. So they think they know it all and they don't need the help. And let me tell you something, if you're a brand new business person and you're having some success, prevention is key. Before you go down any roads that other leaders have gone down, you better, and those roads wind up taking them to a place of burnout, of it not being worth it and too stressed out, then you better get yourself to Chicago, Illinois. So what's the solution? I just gave you seven scenarios, and this, by the way, isn't because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's because I've been around for a long time, worked with a lot of people, and the last year and a half, I've learned a lot about how people do it and how they're doing it, where they are building themselves a burden instead of building a business. So what's the solution? How do you develop leaders from housewives? How do you make leaders out of housewives, unemployed men and women? How do you make leaders out of unqualified people with a lot of desire? How do you make leaders out of young people, elderly people? How do you make leaders out of quiet people, bold people? How do you make leaders out of disabled people? How do you make leaders out of ex-convicts and people down on their luck? How do you build a business that does not own you? Well, I can tell you the answer to that question because I've personally done all of that. You get out of your own way. All seven of these things I just gave you are people who are in their own way, and you get out of your people's way. Most people that I meet, that I talk to, that I train are in their people's way. I know a lot of corporate heads that are in their people's way. Step out of the picture here and get back to prospecting. You'll be amazed about who steps up and how good they are, but you have to give them a chance. Next thing, number three, you have to outsource. Outsource to someone who has done it. Outsource to a system that works. Outsource to a system that is proven. It's not on trial. It has a powerful track record. The DannyJohnson.com system and First Steps to Success with Creating a Dynasty, which is our leadership training, not our leadership. Yes, it's a leadership, but it's really an advanced skills training. It's not on trial. DannyJohnson.com is not on trial here. It's proven with a powerful track record that is recognized worldwide as the only place to send your people for real training, for real equipping, and for real leadership. Build your business by having your people be in a system and be system dependent. Not you dependent. Unless, of course, you like being one of these seven things and you like the outcome of these seven things. The industry has been missing a system for years, and we are the first ones to develop that system, and we have it. So plug your people into the DannyJohnson.com system, all of that system. Don't just totally smooch off of the free stuff that's on the website. That'll take you somewhere. That'll get you some results. But here, let me tell you something. I had a lady and her husband from Pennsylvania who were in New York City last month. And this lady had listened online for one solid year and finally came to a First Step seminar in New York. Finally, after 1 year of listening, has all the archived calls, been on every Monday night call, finally came a year later to First Steps to Success. They came to Phoenix right after New York. And why did that happen? They came because her husband got up and he told the whole crowd, he said, since New York, our income has grown 500% because of the things that I learned in New York. And I am back to find out if there's anything else that I'm missing. And he found more stuff that he got out of Phoenix. He just went, oh my gosh. He goes, I got it. So look at that. Are you going to wait a year before you want your check to increase by 500%? These are full-time network marketers, by the way. Then we have Ken and Jan from Michigan, I believe it is. 38 years he's been in corporate for the direct sales industry. Came to New York City, came out of that. They exploded their business, started building like crazy, started using those tips and techniques and making things happen. To the tune of they brought 16 new people back to Phoenix, Arizona. And 16 people, he and his wife, 16 people in Phoenix. He said on Sunday night, he says, this seminar was so much more powerful than New York. And I said, well, was I bad in New York? He goes, no. He said, because I went out and I applied what I learned from New York, and now I had experience with the system. And once I had experience with the system, now I came and now I was able to even increase my confidence and increase my ability all that much more. I mean, he was like very demonstrative. This is an emerald, an analytical guy that was so demonstrative because this seminar was so much more powerful for me than my first one. Why? Because he now applied, he had some experience, and now when he came back, he was looking for, okay, I need specific coaching now on these areas. And now his game has gotten even better. How awesome is that? So when you plug your people into that system, I'm talking about the whole system. I'm not talking about just, mooching off the free calls every Monday night and off the website. But come on, guys, we give you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of free training. But if you really want the impact, then you'll do the things that the people that are having the most success from the DannyJohnson.com system, like the ones I just told you about. And when you plug your people into that system, watch what happens. If you want to develop leaders, then get new people to the seminar in Chicago March 19th and 20th. Like, for example, a kid named Chad, 20-year-old construction worker who brought three people to his first seminar with him. And he came out of that seminar, and between the four of them, in 2 weeks, they did $62,000 worth of personal group volume. He got the number one bonus in his company, and his income went over $20,000 his first month in business. Or like Cheryl from Houston, Texas, floundering around in her business. She's an attorney, new to the industry, wanted to build this business full-time, made hundreds of phone calls, got absolutely nowhere. Okay? Came to First Steps to Success with zero success, trying hard, not going anywhere. After First Steps, like the one that's going to be in Chicago, she signed up 20 people in 4 weeks. In 3 months, now has been promoted three times. It has an income of $4,500 per third month in business. Tom and Kim, cars repossessed a little over a year ago, came to First Steps, had to borrow the money to get to First Steps to Success for the first time. That's what he was willing to do, willing to humble himself to borrow the money to come for the first time. And almost every month that there has been a First Steps seminar available to the public, he has brought between 8 and 15 new people to every single seminar. And in his first year, he and his wife made $200,000 their first year in their company. He and his wife personally brought in 500 people. Personally. And those 500 people turned into 33,000 in 1 year. I'm sorry, I've never heard of anyone doing something like that. And he did not bring in other organizations from other companies. He did not do that thing that I think people do that I don't think is right. He didn't call other leaders and crush recruiting to other companies. No. He did it from working leads. He did it from working leads. He did not go over and try to find a group and drag a group of 1,000 people over. No, that 33,000 people that are in his business are brand new, fresh people. Most of them never have done network marketing before. So 33,000 people in 1 year that he brought into his business. Hello, you tell me something. all of his top bonus earners and income earners have been the first steps to success, and some of those have been through creating a dynasty. In fact, their newest leader, Rebecca, a mother of six from San Diego, California, came to Hawaii in December, this past December, for her first step. Came out of that, made $4,500 in December. Okay, the month that most people take off, she made $4,500. And in January, was number three in her company, closing 15 people at their top level, which is $299 package. Closed 15 people at the top level and made $6,000. She was number three in her company her third month in business. So far this month, she was in Phoenix. Her and her husband were back in Phoenix for their next training seminar this past weekend. She is tied for number one for closing the most people at that top level. She is tied for number one. And guess who she's tied with? Tom and Kim. So documentation beats conversation. And if you want to build a business like these people have, then you need to do what they've done. And if not, then be one of the seven that I talked about earlier. Your success is completely 100% up to you. So if you want to fully maximize your business, then here is a plan of action that I'm going to give you tonight. It's the same plan of action that I gave a group. I met with Jan and Ken's group because they brought 16 people to that training center. We had a strategy meeting with those people right after the seminar was all over. Check it out. Now, here is your plan of action, and that's if you really want to maximize 2005, where you want to see leaders developed in your business, where I know that you want more than anything. It's not about, you know, my distributors are lazy, they're not doing anything. Come on, get beyond that, get out of their way. Give them a chance to step up, okay? But it's even bigger than that. It's about developing six- and seven-figure incomers. But, Danny, I don't know how. That's okay. I do. I don't expect you to know how to do that. You don't have to know how to do that. I know how to do that. I've done it for years. So if you and I work together, we can help your business develop six- and seven-figure income earners. Now, maybe you do know how to do that. Okay, maybe you know how to develop six-figure income earners, and that's great. That's fine. That's dandy. But imagine if you plugged your people into a system so all the more you can do what Tom did. Listen, Tom knows how to train. He has experience. He's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. But he knew that in order for his business to grow fast and big, that he knew that he'd rather outsource the training so that he could focus on building. And that's why he built the dynamic business that he has. He has people that got their checks up to $10,000 a month in their first 6 months in business. That's a heck of a track record. How? He plugged all those people in the first steps to success. That's how. So if you want to develop leadership, here is your plan of action. Pay attention very closely. Dynasty is coming here in May. And in order for anyone to go to Creating a Dynasty, which is our advanced skills seminar, you have to be a graduate of First Steps to Success. You have to graduate through at least one First Step to Success before you can even qualify to going to Creating a Dynasty. And Creating a Dynasty is where I'm telling you, you want to talk about your belief and your confidence going through the roof? Do you want more confidence in your ability? Do you want to naturally have these scripts and all this stuff flow out of your mouth? I was just on a call an hour ago. A lady asked me, she goes, how long does it take for your confidence to grow like that? I want to sound like that on the phone. Well, do you want that to happen? Listen, when I first got into the business, man, my brain was so jacked up because of my childhood that I had such horrible belief systems about myself, about money, about men, about women, that I really needed an overhaul. And I know there's some of you that need that overhaul. Creating a Dynasty is that overhaul. And then there's some of you that are on the phone right now where you got your ego in the way between you and your distributors. You're either the ego that is standing in the way because you want the credit for everything, or you're the perfectionist ego because no one else can do it as good as you, then you have to do everything. You're never going to grow a business to where you want to, and the only thing you're going to grow is more frustrated. If you're someone like that, if you're any one of these seven people, you so have to be at Dynasty, it's not even funny. And if you won't, then you're just going to get behind the rest of the people that do go, because we will create six- and seven-figure income earners this year out of First Steps and Creating a Dynasty. Bottom line. And we will have people at Creating a Dynasty. dynasty, they're already six-figure income earners. They're going to move to seven, and we will have seven-figure income earners that are going to develop other six- and seven-figure income earners from dynasty. Guarantee it. You watch. You will see. No question. I said this last year. I said, I'm looking for someone to work with, want to make a post trial with somebody, and who rose up? Tom. Tom took my challenge, and he did it. And hello? Look at what they've done. So dynasty is coming up. It's right around the corner. And that is going to solidify the belief in your people. That's going to make them believe, have no excuses, knowing that they must rise up and make it happen on their own. Develop a focus and an intensity in them that you desire for them to have. Okay? So, but in order for them to go, they have to go to dynasty. So here's number one. Here's one thing you can do to make that happen. You don't want to be at dynasty with the regret that you wished you had 20 or 30 people there, if you're a leader. You don't want to be at dynasty, if you're brand new, without five people there. So you got to get those people the first step to success first. Number one, you need to seed your testimony with your first step to success or Danny Johnson's system results, with your results. What do I mean by seed your testimony? What I mean by that is this, that if you have had success with the DannyJohnson.com system, either with the scripts, book, the North Carolina CDs, whether you've been to First Steps to Success, just from the conference calls, whatever it is that you have had measurable results, and I know that you have, there wouldn't be 1,500 people on the call right now if it wasn't working. It's working. So if you've had measurable results, meaning you're more confident, for example, let me give you a prime example. There was a young lady who came up to me. Seminar was all done. I'm heading back to my room, and she came up to me, and she grabbed me, and she says, Danny, thank you so much for this weekend. Before I came here, I was terrified to talk to anybody. I never talked to anyone because I was so scared. We just came back from walking down the street. I met a lady and got her phone number, and she started weeping before me. I hugged her. I mean, I was like so happy for her. She goes, I know that's really small, but it's really huge for me. Now, that's a huge leap. Because how many of you have tons of distributors that are terrified to talk to people? And if they're terrified to talk to people, they ain't going to talk to them. Could you imagine having 10 distributors in Chicago that are all afraid of talking to people? And having what happened to her happen to them? She was blown away. She goes, not only did I talk to somebody, but I got their phone number. How awesome is that? That means that that upline is going to have an increase in their business. That also means that this woman is now going to start making money. That also means that her family is going to be affected from that. That also means that her confidence has gone up and her marriage will be affected from that. That also means that now she will have the opportunity to impact other people's lives by just directing them to a company where they can change their life and directing them to a training where they can improve, make the improvements that she was able to make. So, seed your testimony with your first steps or Danny Johnson's system results. So, for example, if you were this young lady, you would say, prior to going to First Steps to Success, I was terrified of talking to people. I'm the nurse full-time and came out of First Steps to Success, and within moments of the seminar being over, I actually talked to somebody and got a phone number. That is a measurable result, okay? So no matter what yours is, here's a prime example. Chad, for example, the kid that I told you that I got started, brought three people. His story sounded like this. Whenever we have a business opportunity meeting or a conference call, he would say, hi, my name is Chad, and prior to getting started, I was a full-time construction worker. I went to First Steps, brought three people with me. I started with our business in a box and came out of that seminar and made $20,000 my first month in business. Okay? I'm going to give you another testimony. A girlfriend of mine by the name of Roe. You know, 36 hours notice, prior to getting started, she was an unemployed architect and engineer, went the First Steps to Success, came out and made $2,000 her first 10 hours that she worked her business. It took her a week to put in those 10 hours because she had other things going on, taking care of family and blah, blah. She made $2,000 her first 10 hours. So if you are in Phoenix with me, start logging your results and seed your testimony with it, okay? Like, for example, the gentleman and his wife out from Pennsylvania. You know, prior to First Step Success, we spent years in this industry. I think it was 7 years or something like that. That's what they said. Went to First Step to Success and came out and increased our income by 500%. Our first, not, it was wasn't even 30 days yet. It hadn't even been 4 weeks yet since that seminar. How awesome is that? Number two, here's the second strategy. You need to seed your business presentation with the training that you have contracted in for your business. Okay? Seed your business presentation with the training that we provide for you. So at the very end, when you're done talking about your compensation plan, for example, you're going to put a star on the board, and you guys have, many of you have seen this. If you haven't, get the North Carolina CDs. They have it on there. Where I talk about it, you're just going to have to try to visualize it yourself. I'm sorry, until you get to Chicago, I don't know what else to tell you. You got to see the visual part of what First Steps is all about. It's one thing to listen, it's another thing to see it. Another thing to experience it, especially emotionally. Anyway, so you at the very end, because let me tell you something, when someone sees a business presentation, like, okay, great products, good industry, wow, you can make a lot of money, but how am I going to do this? And who's going to help me do this? How am I going to learn? That is the next question that's in their head. And so our business presentations were always seeded with, there's a training seminar company that now provides training for us. We've contracted this trainer by the name of Danny Johnson, who was a cocktail waitress when she got started, $2.03 to her name, $35,000 debt. Her husband left her for broke. She was a total homeless woman who, from the trunk of her car in a payphone booth, by reading a script that is in this book, show the script book, went out and made $2,000 the first 10 hours, made $250,000 first year, or her first $1 million by the time she was 23 years of age, and did it through a powerful system called First Steps to Success. And the next First Steps to Success is available to you is in Chicago, Illinois, on March 19th and 20th. Okay? So that answers the question in their head, like, oh, so there's training. Okay? That also adds credibility to you and your organization that there is professional training by people who know what they're doing. Okay? So your business presentations are seated with the training system. The testimonials now that represent the business presentation are also seated with, this is my results since that First Step seminar. This is my results since working with the DannyJohnson.com system. Number three, when using the script book, tell the story. When you're sitting down to do the close, and I demonstrated this in New York, I demonstrated this last week on the phone, you guys. When you're demonstrating when you're doing the close, you're sitting there with your prospects, whether you're live or you're on the phone, it doesn't matter. Before you get started, say, hey, just to let you know, our company is contracting a trainer by the name of Danny Johnson. Now, here's going to be the third time they're hearing about it, okay? And this is her. If you're live, you show the picture because you have the script book. You have a copy of it. By the way, that is copyrighted information. Do not do an illegal act of photocopying it and handing it out to your distributors. If they're going to be independent distributors, quit nurturing them and feeding them for themselves. You make them step up and buy their own tools. Could you imagine a construction worker giving their, you know, a contractor giving his competitor hammer and nails to build the house that he's building down the street? I don't think so. Why in the world would you do that for yours? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Anyway, so you sit there before you start reading page four for the closing, you say, you know, we've contracted this trainer. Here she is, Danny Johnson. And, you know, $2.03 to her name, became a millionaire in 2 years by a powerful system called First Steps to Success. She developed other six- and seven-figure income earners. Her next seminar is March 19th and 20th in Chicago, Illinois. So she wrote this script book. This is the script she used. I'm just going to read these things. The company makes it very easy for us. So do you want to make a little or a lot? If you're in a group with three or more. Or what did you like about what you saw? If there's only two guests there. Okay? So you go through that process. How simple is that? Now, this is the third time they've heard First Steps to Success, March 19th and 20th. First Steps to Success, 19th and 20th. Okay? Now, so anyway, you tell that story. Okay? And then this is what I do. This is what I taught in Phoenix. Never been taught before. And by the way, every single seminar, there are things that have never been taught before. And unfortunately, some of you guys missed out. But that's okay. You got a chance at Chicago. And the answer to all of you is no, we do not sell. We are not selling the CDs that were made in Phoenix. Those are not available. Those are only available for the people that were in that seminar. They are not available to anybody else. And those people signed an agreement when they bought those CDs that they could not duplicate those CDs. And if they do, it's illegal. Okay, so if, here we are. I'm closing my person, and then this is what I'm going to say to them. I'm going to say, okay, here's the deal. I am looking for a project for the month. And my project will be in Chicago, Illinois. They'll be going to First Steps to Success. And they will be having a group of people go along with them. And that person, out of everyone else that I bring into the business this month, is going to be the most successful and would have made the most amount of money. Once you do this the first time, guys, you would have created your story about a new person you brought. I guarantee you, and now what you will do every month is when you bring people, guess what? you have a new story each and every month to throw at them. Okay, now you have to take a leap of faith the very first time that you're going to say this. Because once you do it, then you're going to see, oh, my gosh, the most successful person in my organization was the new person who went to First Steps and brought people with them. So now you're going to tell that new person's story. So anyway, you sit across and you say, listen, you got three or four or five guests. You say, listen, I'm looking for a project for the month, and the project is somebody that is going to make the most amount of money in the shortest period of time compared to everybody else. And my project will start at the top package with our career package, and they will be at First Steps to Success with about five people with them in Chicago, Illinois, on the 19th to 20th. If you cannot go to Chicago, then you will be behind and you will not be my project for the month. Period. End of story. Okay? That's it. Then what happens? Check it out. Once you get that, and this is what's going to happen. First of all, there's a fear of loss there. They want to be your project for the month. And you can do this one-on-one on the phone or whatever. And they say, well, what if I can't go? Well, I'm sorry, you're going to be behind. Well, I can start with the career pack. Great, start with the career pack. Maybe I can put you somewhere inside of my project sales organization. Because the project is going to be the one that's going to know exactly how to build a business. They're going to be trained by a professional, and they're going to make the most amount of money because they would have been trained and equipped and developed right away to make money. So that's the person that I'm looking for. Vote. Okay? Once that happens, you guys, just listen. Many of you guys have trusted me for this last year and a half. There's some of you have been with me for 16 years. And what I'm telling you is it just takes one time for you to take a leap of faith to look someone in the eyes and say, I'm looking for a project for the month. And my project will be in Chicago, Illinois, with a group of people with them. And that person will be the most successful one out of all the rest of the people that I signed up this month. And they will be the person that everybody's talking about. And when it happens, it'll blow your mind. It'll totally blow your mind. Then you have a system. And what happens the next month? Now you're talking about Tom, who was your project last month, who went to First Steps, who brought five people with him, and he made $1,000 his first month, or he made $2,000, or he made $5,000, or he got in the bonus pools, whatever the story is going to be. He sponsored 30 people. He got 100 customers. And all you do is you talk about him. Now here it is. Let's say that it's after Chicago, and now it's April. You say, listen, I'm looking for projects this month. My project last month was Tom. Tom came out of First Steps to Success, and he got 100 customers his very first month. He brought five people to the seminar with him. The guy made $5,000 his first month. Whatever. Okay? So then you get your next project. All you're doing now is just going, let me start my project with last month. And the month before. I am not on trial. This is documentation. I'm looking for who my next one is going to be. Okay, here's number five. Is that you set a goal for yourself. To have 5 to 10 brand new people at that event yourself. Set a goal to have 5 to 10 new people yourself. That is 5 to 10 project options for you. That's what that is. That's scary. Once that happens, the numbers get scary. This is truly the essence of outsourcing, which is what professional people do. They outsource. When your ego is in the right place, you know, yes, I can train, or yes, I can lead, or yes, I know how to advertise. But it doesn't matter if you know how to do everything. What matters is what makes sense in maximizing your business to make the most amount of profits. And what makes sense is you not carrying the entire burden yourself. So you outsource things like advertising, and you outsource things like training and development. And hopefully you're going to pick someone that really knows how to do it and has a track record of it. Because there's a whole lot of options out there, guys. I'm going to tell you the truth. There's a lot of options out there. And there's some stories out there that are not even true. There's some guys out there that are saying they've done something they've never done, and I know personally that they haven't done it. And they've got no experience ever raising up anybody. That's not the case here with DannyJohnson.com. We've done it for years. We've got the proven track record for it. This will build your business faster, easier, with less burden, less headache. And you will make more money, you will help more people, you will have more fun, and you'll have that peace of mind knowing that you have a system, that you have a plan, that you have a strategy that will work for your people to be able to succeed. That's the name of the game. I know what's in most of the hearts of the leaders out there. They want to see their people make money. They want to see their people succeed. And that's why most of them are just about killing themselves to be able to make that happen. Listen. If I was able to build an income like I did after with only working 20 hours a week, that's all we worked, then we can show you how to do that by lifting some of that burden off of your back. So please, figure out which of the seven were you. And if you were any of those seven, then step aside and let them step up. Start directing them to where they can go, where they can get the coaching that can help them, where they can be a part of, like, the coaching classes that are starting in March. We have some going on right now. People are getting phenomenal results. It's so awesome. Every week, man, there's somebody just totally celebrating what happened to them since the last call. You have the prospecting closing course that starts March 8th and goes all the way to the end of the month. It's a four-week course. We've got the closing class that starts in also, I think it's March 10th. Goes all the way to the end of the month. It's four classes on each. It's 4 weeks. It's a four-week course. An hour and a half to each course, and I usually wind up giving people an extra half an hour for free. But those two classes, you have the opportunity where you can, if you have people that are having a hard time with prospecting or closing, send them there. Send them there with somebody who has the track record of being able to troubleshoot, fine-tune, equip. Take off the stuff that isn't working and give them stuff that really does work, where they actually see measurable results the next week. That's happening. That's there for you. That's a service available for you. You don't have to do the class. You go keep prospecting. Put your people in front of that. Unless, of course, you need help prospecting and closing, then your butt needs to be in that class, which, to be honest with you, that sucker's filling up like crazy. I don't even know how many seats are left or spaces are left in either one of those classes. I honestly really don't know. But over the last, because the first steps over the weekend, there's a ton of people that were signing up for it. So anyway, so I don't know. There may or may not be an opportunity for you to have that. So anyway, I hope you're getting the essence of this. And I'm not here just trying to toot my own horn. What I am doing is I'm telling you this. It breaks my heart that I see people out there every day getting so frustrated and so overwhelmed and just feeling like it's just not going to work and they're never going to get there. And it usually is because of one of the seven things I was just talking about. 99% of the time, the reason why people cannot develop leadership is because of the things I was talking about here tonight. I want to see you succeed. I want to build an army of people, of professionals that are doing this right, that are doing it as a profession in a professional way. Well, we are giving the most powerful industry on the face of the planet a serious facelift, that we're bringing respect and honor back into a business that deserves it, that we're raising up a people with honesty and integrity that speak a language that people actually understand instead of using words like, well, why don't you come sign up in my network marketing business and you can be in my downline so I can make money on you. No one wants to do that. But people want to be a part of a group that are building a business. They're business developers who are making an impact, working from the comfort of their own homes and generating substantial levels of income. They want to do that, but I can guarantee you they don't want to do the other thing. And so our industry is so awesome. It gives people freedom to live their lives, be with their families, get out of debt, make as much as they're worth. And what in the world are people saying to keep them out? I know what people say to keep people out of our business. And I can help you as long as you carry your 50 bricks. You carry your half, I'm going to carry my half this year. You carry yours, I carry mine. Together, we complete the entire load, and we build something dynamic together this year. Listen, this week, you go out, you apply the things you heard today. You apply the things you've heard from me for the last year. You apply them. You put them to work, and you start creating your DannyJohnson.com story. You seed your testimony, seed your BPs. Seed the closing, seed everything that you're doing, and you drive people to that training seminar in Chicago. This week, I don't care what comes at you. I don't care what trial hits you. I don't care what distraction comes at you. Keep your head down, focus, persist, and I promise you, by the time I talk to you next week, you would have made headway and taken a step in the right direction. This is the week where you're going to focus on going forward and making things happen. Other than that, guys, I'm going to sign off for tonight. Good luck. God bless you. Have a phenomenal week. I pray that you prosper abundantly and that you blow your minds and your results.